Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. SJ39 is here. How's this been? First time in your career, you made a change, new city, new environment. What's this been like?
You know what? It's a lot more challenging. It's a lot more that goes into changing teams and location than I thought. You know, like you said, I've been somewhere for 9 years, so I've been pretty much settled in there. And to have to uproot the family, get adjusted to a new city, learn new people. It's a little harder than I expected. But, you know, now that towards the end of the season, I have my whereabouts. I know how things work. So, you know, I feel good now. I'm really happy about the transition.
You played here a couple times when you were at the Rams. What has surprised you about living here?
I think the fan base. You know, from the outside looking in, you assume that, you know, certain fans or certain fan base are not as passionate about their team. And I was really wrong about that. Atlanta fan base are very knowledgeable about the game of football. They love their birds, you know, the rise up whole thing. I love it. And it's really, you know, every Sunday is really gratifying to know that you go to the Dome and you're going to have your fans behind you.
This season obviously hasn't gone the way a lot of us had hoped it would. For you personally, you've had to fight through an injury early in the year. That's not the first time that's happened to you. What do you learn in a season that kind of gets interrupted, I guess, for one reason or another?
I think the biggest thing is that you have to try to let stress go as much as possible. Mm. You know, the more you stress yourself out, the more you worry about things, you slow down the healing process. And I had a lot of weight on my shoulders personally because I wanted to come and prove, you know, to a new area that I still, you know, was the running back that everyone kind of knew that I were. So that putting that amount of stress on myself didn't help the situation out. And once I was able to just let go, you know, accept the fact that things will take care of themselves, and now I think now at the end of the season, you guys are starting to see truly who I am.
You seem to be the perfect guy to ask this question. A lot of guys in the last few years have talked about the chemistry and the camaraderie in the locker room here. What's it like being a first-year guy here to see that, and is it real, I guess, as the question?
The chemistry in the locker room is very real. You know, coming in and having been a leader somewhere else, you kind of don't want to come in and just try to impose yourself on the team. So you got to just try to find out where do you fit at, what vacancy is available, and then, you know, fill in from there. But the team is very much together. There's no cliques. I've been on teams where it's very cliquish, and this team, everyone, you know, hang out together, everyone knows each other, check on each other's family and things like that. So the locker room is very, very much so one of those that I won't forget, and as the season, end of the season approaches, I'm going to hate that I'm going to be around, away from the guys for a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes when it doesn't go well, that's the thing that holds you until it does start going well, right?
Exactly. You know, only 52, 53 guys really understand the struggle that you guys are going through. Things may not go the right way. The ball may bounce a different way. And only you know why. And then you got to lean on each other to get through it.
All right. Time for this week's edition of Third and Short, which is part of What's Brewing. Okay, you ready?
All right.
First thing comes to your mind. How many foreign countries have you been to?
Over 20.
Okay. Where have you not been that is next on Steven Jackson's list?
I have not visited the continent of Antarctica, so that would be next.
That's next.
Yeah. I got a head start last week.
I was getting ready to say. Was last Sunday not cold enough?
I'm looking at it as a chance to go see some penguins. I like the way they dress up, the black and white tuxedo.
We saw everything but penguins, by the way, last Sunday. Why the number 39?
39 books in the Old Testament.
Really?
Yes. It's a way for me to take my beliefs and faith on the field with me.
That's unbelievable. Why Oregon State?
At the time, Oregon State was a top 10 university.
Absolutely.
A coach named Dennis Erickson.
Yeah.
He did a great job of recruiting me. He started when I was a junior. Mm-hmm. He got ahead of a lot of big universities. And for that, I was loyal to him.
Okay. Now you have an alumni meeting like every week here, right? Seemingly. All right. You grew up in Las Vegas, played high school football in Las Vegas, but we were talking in the preseason. You were a big running red basketball guy back in the day.
Yes.
Your favorite Nevada Las Vegas basketball player?
It's not even a player. It's Coach Tarkanian.
Really?
I will go around chewing a towel and just waving my phone. I was all about the
shark. As a kid?
As a kid. Shark attack.
Like chewing towels?
Chewing towels. Tark.
Unbelievable.
I know. My mom hated it.
Favorite book?
Very appropriate at this time. Long Walk to Freedom, autobiography, Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Favorite movie?
Gladiator.
Really?
I never get tired of that movie, especially on my long flights across the world. It's one movie that's always on my iPad.
Okay. If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Architecture. I love design. Mm-hmm. I love characteristics of how they give a personality to a city or area. So I love architecture.
Have you designed something you're proud of?
I built a home. I was fortunate enough to build a home that one day I would retire in. And I took great pride in that.
If you could do anything you haven't done outside of travel, things like that, what would it be?
I can't do it until I retire. It'd be skydive.
Steven Jackson, you're unbelievable. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.